Part 2. For Yami, the change of residence really was the beginning of a new life in every respect. All was suddenly busy around him and moving, more to the point and stressy. Where was the tranquil presence of his grandparents? Where was the silent, entrancing heat of the rice fields? Where was the carefreeness of moving around naked and urinating, almost like a dog, wherever he pleased to? Where were the little girls of the neighborhood he had liked to play with at times, and that sometimes he had tried to kiss? Now, here he was supposed to watch Tanya while none was watching TV. And Tanya was wearing Pampers that smelled bad because Dendra had no time to change them. Where was that wonderful world of magic and natural poetry that now he missed so dearly? Sure, they lived in Kenny's comfortable condo with running water and clean toilets and several TV sets. But why was he so lonely now? If at least Kenny had more time for him. But Kenny was a famous doctor and maintained a private practice when he left the hospital, where he spent a part of the evening. And with none, all had changed as well. While before they had been inseparable, now none liked to be around Denia as much as possible and had become Denia's favorite pet. Running around naked was not allowed in Bangkok. Urinating in the staircase was prohibited either. Bangkok was no fun, except Kenny, and that was why Yami now gave all his loving heart to him. He just always thought of him and waited for him in the long evening hours. And when he came home, he could sit on his lap, and Kenny caressed him with infinite patience, and Yami was just completely happy then. And Yami had asked if he could sleep with him and Denia, but Kenny replied it was not possible, as Denia was against it. But sometimes when Denia had to work long hours in the restaurant, and Kenny exceptionally had no private patients waiting for him, he came home earlier and wrestled with Yami on the bed, and that was what Yami liked most. And afterwards Kenny took him on his arms to the bathroom and put him in the warm water, washed him, dried him, and powdered him, and Yami was feeling much more important than a little boy from Buriram. He felt that he had been important for Kenny, and that Kenny, during his busy day, sometimes thought of him with much love. And who knows, perhaps he was for Kenny even more important than Denia. This love for Kenny compensated in some way all the many things Yami was missing now, the abundant nature, the freedom, and a loving brother who had been like a twin for him, and now, because he loved Denia, spent most of his time in the restaurant, whereas Yami stayed at home with a maid. Mother had not much time for him now. If he wanted to talk to her, he had to call her, as with only 4 years of age, he was not allowed to take the bus alone to Pattaya. Mother had told him when he was 6, he could perhaps take the bus and some drivers would not mind it, and from the bus station in Pattaya until the restaurant it was easy. He only had to walk down the street. So he had to wait 2 more years. And even when he called her up, she seemed very stressed and wanted him to finish quickly because of her work. She often told him he had to watch Tanya, and it was not possible that all of them stayed in the restaurant the whole day. Fortunately, Kenny sometimes could make it to come home for a quick lunch and then had a sandwich for Yami as well. And Yami more and more liked to play with Kani, who sometimes joined her father for lunch. With Kenny's 2 boys, however, he did not like to play very much, as they called him Yami Mi, as if he was a little cat and not a boy. With their 12 and 14 years, they were already big, and Yami thought they would surely soon leave their house and marry. And once, because he had cried, because of Kenny's boys teasing him again and again, Kenny had promised him to take him to the hospital or in his private practice once in a while, and that if he wanted to, he could be useful there. And one evening, shortly thereafter, he overheard Denia and Kenny discussing about family matters. That is how he learned that his mother had a new partner who joined her sometimes for the night in the room she had rented in Pattaya. However, his love for Kenny in a way compensated for the lack of care from the side of his mother. Dinya was not very fond of Kenny's idea to take Yami to the children's station so that he could find new playmates there. "But if he catches a disease, you are going to be responsible." "And what do you think of the present situation? Dendra is too busy and has a new love affair that totally seems to absorb her. Yami is here with Tanya and the maid all day long, the poor boy." And sometime later that day, mother had come home to talk with him, and he was surprised. "Well, Yami, I find Kenny's idea very good and agree with it, to take you to the hospital to play with children on the children's station." And she had added that of course he was going to meet only those children that had no infectious diseases. "And who knows, perhaps one day you'll be a famous doctor as well," she had added. And that surprised Yami even more. But the really nice perspective for Yami was Kenny's idea to take Kani as well to the children's station, so that Kani and Yami would be together every day from now on. And mother had assured him her new partner was going to take good care of Tanya so that she did not have to stay with the maid all day long. Yes, Yami agreed. Tanya was too small in order to be a real playmate for him, and from Kani he could learn so much, and she was so kind to him, and there would be many more children. And when his mother had left to the restaurant, Dinya for the first time had taken him on her lap and kissed him, calling him "my little Yami," and that he was replacing the two boys now because they had become too big and independent and went for playing billiard every day after school. And none had made a sour face, as he had thought Dinya had given him the first choice and assigned Yami a secondary place in her heart. But Yami thought that Non had nothing to complain about, as he was around Dinya all day long in the restaurant. Kenny also had spoken of a trip to Chiang Mai in order to visit the new hospital, and that he was going to take his new assistants, Kani and Yami, with him. And everybody had laughed at that expression, and Dinya asked amused if Kenny was now married with a princess and her 4-year-old teddy bear. And everybody laughed even more, and Dinya added sourly that under these unlucky conditions she was going to take a new partner in Pattaya, preferably rich and good-looking, European and white. Of course, nobody had taken that remark serious, and Kenny had kissed Dinya, whereupon she declared her remark had of course been a joke. But Yami intuitively felt that she had been serious, but did not want to admit it. And he also found that in some way it was correct that Kenny was married with Kani, even though it was not true in the real sense. But in the sense that Kenny was also married with his job, with his hospital, with his patients and all the children on the children's station, and even with the personnel. Because Kenny did all so well and was so loved by everybody. Yami felt this strongly, but he never told anybody what he was thinking because he feared to be ridiculed. Only Kenny would understand him probably, and Yami thought that one day when Kenny came back in the evening, he wanted to tell him, when they were sitting in the bath together, that he felt he was married with Kenny. And he was sure Kenny would not laugh at him and perhaps instead give him a long kiss on his lips. And Yami's heart was growing in joy at this perspective.